If you go to a tropical location, some people might decide to don a floral print shirt, but things got a bit out of hand in this location. So many such shirts showed up, they began to outfit the entire working staff in them. A unique behind-the-scenes story from one of our U.S. presidents is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
President Harry Truman spent 175 days of his presidency working from a naval base in Key West, Florida. As Clinton Curry explains, the residents here acquired a new name a bit by accident during a press conference at the dedication for Everglades National Park.
Of course, once the dedication takes place, a lot of the newsmen are he called them the one more club, you know? One more question. So one of those one more questions was, do you like Florida? Do you think you're going to come back? He's like, oh yeah, I've got a little White House down in Key West.
And it's been called the Little White House to this day. You'll find many artifacts from Truman's days here inside the two-story residence and office. One unique piece is a floral print shirt he wore that got national attention.
All of a sudden, that shows up on the national news. Next thing you know, all the merchants are starting to send shirts to Key West to say, hey, President Truman, wear ours. So many shirts showed up that during the presidential visits here to Key West, they would just lay the shirts out and tell the staff, okay, pick a shirt.
There's also a unique poker table inside that had to be designed to not look like its intended purpose.
The poker table sits 7, all manufactured locally here. Because he didn't really want to have any images of the president of the United States out playing poker. A great cover was made for it so that breakfast could also be served on the poker table.
A visit here will step you back into what the place looked like in 1946 and reveal another facet of Truman's life.
While being the president of the United States, he was also able to have a bit of a human side to him here, which is a nice way to ingratiate yourself to folks as well.
The presidential retreat is today open to visitors and remains a popular attraction that brings the presidential post-war years to life in this southern getaway town. Traveling the countryside in Key West, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.